Praise the Lord. Today our message is from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 1 to 12. Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in the spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Lord, bless your word and give us wisdom. Guide me and help me, Lord, anoint my lips to deliver your message to your people. Bless Brother Samuel and Brother Amir family. Bless all who hear your word and let this message be applicable in their life. We thank and praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 to 12. Here, the Bible calls this the beatitude, the way to be blessed.
Yes.
How to be blessed? Now, we have certain standard of a blessing, how we can receive the blessing. Some days say you have to work hard. Some days say you have to search hard. But here, the Bible teaches us another way how to be blessed. We'll go to them one by one. Then we will see the way we receive the blessing. Verse 3, Blessed are the poor in the spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. There's a poor in the spirit, those who are humble, and those who are proud and arrogant in the spirit. There's no blessing to those who are proud. If you want a blessing, you have to be humble. Humble, gentle. Blessed are those poor in the spirit. Poor in the spirit, those who trust in the Lord. Those who they say that we don't have strength, but we will pray that God will help us in this matter.
Amen.
Those people, they have the kingdom of God. The arrogant, the boastful, oh, we can do that, we can do this, and I would do that, and I have this. All this boasting and bragging are against God. They will not have the kingdom of God. So, poor in the spirit, it means that humble, gentle, quiet spirit, waiting upon God, will have the kingdom of God. Verse 4, Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Sometimes, we are upset because we have a problem. But the Bible says here, Blessed are those who mourn. When we mourn, when we cry, when certain time you have a problem, you cry to God. When we have certain problem, we mourn. Have you cried to God like a baby? Why not like this, Lord? That is the time God will comfort you.
Yeah.
That is the time that God will help you, that God will say, Don't afraid, my son, I am beside you. He embraces you, he kisses you, he supports you, he relieves you. Amen? So the way that God comforts us when we have problem. But we must understand that that is the way. Oh, we have a problem, we are sad. No, we are blessed because we will receive the comfort soon. Amen? We receive the miracles, we receive God's provision. We will see God how he's moving in our life. Verse 5, Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. The meek. What he mean here with the meek? Those who are satisfied with what they have. Thank you, Lord, for my work. Thank you, Lord, for my salary. Thank you, Lord, of what I have. Those are the mix. They are satisfied and they are managing with what they have. Amen. The opposite, those who want to grab all the opportunity, business here and business there, yeah, do that and do this, the more they are in poverty. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. The earth is a material thing. We will get material things when we are satisfied with what we have. But the more we are want to get this cake, and I want to get another one, and I want to get another things from down, I want to pull other things from up, the more I don't have anything. Amen? So we need to be satisfied. That is the way to be blessed. When we are meek, thank you, Lord, for this mobile, old, but praise the Lord for that, it's working. Thank you, Lord. God will give me something better. Amen? No. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Which time the other things will be added? When we seek the kingdom of God. When we seek other things, the more we seek other things, the more we don't have anything. Amen? So what we need to do? We need to be thankful for what we have. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this situation. I'm grateful to you, Lord, of what you give me. I give you thanks for that. And blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. They have hunger and thirst for what? Righteousness, not for wickedness, not for more knowledge, not more for more big position, to be more famous. The more we are running after these things, the more we are hungry and thirsty. Yes, that's the truth. If we run after God, if we want to see God more, the more we are filled. If we run after other things, the more we run, the more we are empty. The more we run, the more we are thirsty. That is the way to be blessed. No other way. Amen? We must understand these things. Christian, if you want to be blessed by the Lord, that's the way. That's the way. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Who will receive the mercy? Those who are merciful. If we are not merciful, we will not receive mercy. If we are not kindful, not kind, we will not receive kindness. If we don't have compassion, we will not receive compassion. Amen? If we are arrogant and haughty spirit and proud and fighting and we don't show mercy, we will not receive also mercy. So if I want to be kind, I want to receive kindness, I have to be kind. If I want to be shown mercy, I have to show mercy to others. That is the way. That is the way. How we receive from God comfort? When we have mourning, when we have a problem. How we receive mercy? When we are merciful. Amen? Are you happy with the message?
Yes.
That is the way. Verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. There is a pure in heart, and there is also impure. There is wrong things in their heart. Amen? There's wrong things, not cholesterol or some coronary heart disease, no. Or some problem in the heart. The spiritual things wrong, wrong motive with God. Malice they have. They have something wrong, impure, not right. Those people, they will not see God. But the more we are pure in heart, the more we have clean motive, we can see God clearly. Amen? We can meet God. We can enjoy the presence of the Lord. That is the way to be blessed, is to be pure in heart, so that you will see, you will be able to see God. Verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. There are two kinds of people. They are peacemakers, and they are troublemakers. peacemaker, they'll be called children of God. Those who want to do what is right, they want to avoid the problems. They don't avoid fighting any clashes. Amen. They'll be called son of God. But there are other kind of people, they will not rest unless they make a problem to other. Unless they will make fight. For no reason. They are the children of the devil. Who will be blessed, the troublemaker or the peacemaker?
Peacemaker.
So what we need to do? We need to be a peacemaker, not a troublemaker. Even those who hurt us, we avoid them. We don't go bad, we don't do bad to them. Let them go. Amen. These are the ways that God wants us to know today, so we will receive His blessing. Verse 10, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Which time we will be persecuted? When we start to follow God. When we want to follow God, we want to leave the devil. From this day on, I decided not to smoke. From this day on, I decided not to tell lies. From this day on, I decided not to watch a Hindi movie. From this day on, I decided not to steal. From this day on, I decided not to compromise and cover up wrong things. That is the time the devil will get angry to me. Because I am doing and living according to the word of God. Amen? So, I will be persecuted which time? When I want to follow God. The persecution only will come when we stop sinning. When we stop sinning, devil get angry. When we repent, is the time that devil will persecute us. So if we are not persecuted, it means that we are still in sin. Amen? When we are not persecuted, it means that we are not right with God. So persecution, part of the new life. Our new life in Christ, part of it is persecution because we want to move with God. And blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. How many times when people say to you bad things, you are upset? Every time when they speak, you hear something about it, they are saying bad, you are at insult, you get upset. You come back home, your face down. You don't like to speak. You don't like to eat. You don't like to sleep. Or you cannot sleep. You don't like to smile. But the Bible say, in verse 12, rejoice and be glad. Don't upset and be sad. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. We will have reward for that. If somebody speaks bad against me, I will have the reward for that.
Oh.
Yes. Anyone who speaks bad, I am not doing wrong, I am doing the right things, I will have the reward. If I am doing the right things for God and others are speaking bad against me, great is my reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The prophets, those who declare the will of God, those who do the will of God, those who live according to the will of God. When we do all these things, we are against devil. And devil will fight us. And devil will use people to insult us, persecute us, accuse us, and speak all kinds of evil against us. If you do that, we should not be upset. If that had happened today in your life, if that had happened before, if that will be happening later on in the future, don't be sad. The Lord Jesus Christ said, rejoice and be glad. Rejoice and be
glad. This is a blessing, because great is your reward in heaven. We find here there are different standards. How to get the blessing. When you are insulted for no reason, that's a blessing. When you are meek and satisfied with what God give us, we are blessed. When we are humble, we have the kingdom of God. When we have problem and we are crying, that's the time that God would comfort us. If we keep our heart pure and we don't have wrong motive in life and ministry and service to God, we will see the Lord. If we work for peace and we are avoiding troubles, we are called peacemakers. Amen. If we are persecuted, we are blessed. Hallelujah. So these are the quality. Life, the blessing of God will not come when there's a pride, there's boasting, bragging, hot spirit, fighting spirit, troublemakers. They will not receive the blessing of God. The blessing will be far from them. Those who are running after here and there in all the directions, business, and want to catch business here and business there, the more they run, the more they are hungry. The more we run after God, the more we are filled. Amen. Let's make our commitment now to the Lord. Let's ask the Lord to change our attitude. We decide. Tell Him, Lord, I decided this day, Lord, this is my attitude, this is my wrong way of thinking and personality. Lord, change me, Lord. Lord, I need You, Lord. You change me, Lord. Now today I understand these are the ways that I receive Your blessing. Not by fighting, not by might, not after running here and there, but when I am in the right attitude, in the right set of God. Oh Lord, we thank You, oh God. We bless You, Master. We bless You, Holy Spirit. We thank You, O God. We thank You for Your goodness and Your faithfulness unto us, O God. O God, be with us, Lord. Be with us, Jesus. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Jesus. Bless You, Master. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You for Your grace and mercy. We bless You, Jesus. Make your commitment to God. Commit your life unto God. And God going to bless you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.